This is WSKG News. Winemakers in the Finger Lakes are feeling the heat of drought conditions. Tom Higgins owns Heart and Hands Wine Company in Cayuga County. Walking among rows of green, picturesque vines, he points to a cluster of Pinot Noir grapes.
So here are some lower clusters that have set themselves up, and you can see the density.
The grapes are clustered very close together. That's typical for Pinot Noir, but this year it's even more pronounced.
When a cluster is nice and compact like this, rains in the latter part of the growing season are the curse of the wine grower, in that it's just not a good time to see rain.
This weekend's showers should be okay, but in about 10 days, Higgins will be praying for dry skies. And here's why. Rainfall in June was way less than a typical year. That means the skins of the grapes didn't stretch out. They're not very elastic. Coupled with the tight bunches, a quick drenching could swell the grapes and lead to splitting or bursting. Denser clusters are also more susceptible to disease. But there's a bright side. Though the drought will lower the amount of wine Higgins can make, the flavor might be richer because of it.
If we had vanilla wines all the time, I think it would lose its fun. And certainly the differences that Mother Nature provides us in the growing season, I think, challenges us as wine growers.
Higgins says the change in weather from year to year is part of the appeal of the Finger Lakes. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.